right now have Ty Pendlebury calling in from New York on Skype. Ty, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Now, you're an expat Aussie living over there right now. I know you've been tweeting quite a lot about Election Day. Tell me what the vibe is in your particular part of the US.
Up until about 5 o'clock this morning, I was petrified of the results. So, funnily enough, it's actually quite upbeat. There's been a lot of people who've been, voting and wearing the stickers. Everyone's really intense about getting a sticker. That seems to be the overwhelming theme of the day, is that you've got to get your sticker, you've got to prove that you've voted. So, obviously, here in New York, it's pretty much a what you call a safe seat back in Australia. You know, it's going to be predominantly Democrat, but, you know, there are little pockets of, you know, standout Trump voters as well.
So are you, you said you were quite nervous. I mean, that's coming off the, obviously, the election cycle in the news. You weren't very confident about a Democratic win.
Well, you know, it's like a week and a half ago with the whole, oh, no, we found more emails type thing. It was like I made the analogy that it was like the end of a horror movie where you think that the dead guy is dead and then suddenly he leaps out and you've got to, you know, fight him off in hand-to-hand combat. So it all seemed done and dusted about 10 days ago and then it just all fell apart again. So it's been up and down and it's been very antagonizing over here. And I can imagine even worse over there. I've seen a lot of people, a lot of expats, not necessarily Australians, but English as well, Brits saying, you know, it seems so obvious. Why can't, you know, everyone go, okay, well, this guy's obviously a jerk. We won't vote for him.
Look, I think it's been a very interesting one over here. I don't think we've really paid more attention to an election cycle. Elections, yes, but the cycle has been so fascinating to Australia, right, for the last 18 months, really. Now, you work, of course, for the giant media entity over there, CBS Interactive. How do you think the news has been working?
I think as an Aussie, and we have the eight-week cycle, it's like, 18 months just seems like a complete waste. And the fact that even the candidates think that it's a waste of money and time just sort of calls attention to the fact that it does need some sort of reform. That, they've only had the primaries since 1970-something. So, and the fact that the Electoral College is another thing that Australians have no idea about and I had to look up. That's another thing that even if, you know, tonight that Hillary wins, you know, there's still the Electoral College has to vote on who they think is going to be the winner. So it's just this really involved process that just seems unfathomable to an Australian.
It is quite a remarkable system, the Electoral College. I've been trying to educate myself on it, and the more I read, the more confused I think I'm going to be. As someone who is an immigrant to America, how do you feel about the possibility of a Trump win?
Well, you know, as someone who's on a visa, like a lot of Australians are, he's probably going to crack down on visas, you know, on immigrants, whether they're educated white or not. You know, it's going to be pretty much a, you know, cut, you know, his whole platform is basically keep America for Americans, essentially. So he's any sort of paid labor, whether educated or not, is going to be frowned upon pretty much under a Trump administration. So I think I'd be kind of peril. And so I'm pretty much, you know, looking at my avenues at the moment, but I'm not averse to moving to Canada if I have to.
Well, Ty, we do have to leave it there so we can get the 8 o'clock news happening. Thank you very much. And we'll talk to you again sometime.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Nick.
Ty Pendlebury is a senior editor with CNET.com, expat Australian living over in New York. And obviously just a little bit worried about that election himself.